This is the Gibber the Cat Show, broadcasting on Cambridge 105, playing 78 RPM gramophone records on your wireless set.
Just plant a grapevine on my grave and let the juice drip through. Milk and honey are mighty fine, but I like the juice from the good grapevine. So plant a grapevine on my grave and let the juice drip through. Drip juice, drip. Drip juice, drip. Drip juice, drip. Drip juice, drip. So plant a grapevine on my grave and let the juice drip through. And put in bed, hang a grapevine over my head, open my mouth and I hold it wide and let the juice drip inside.
Drip juice, drip. Drip juice, drip. Drip juice, drip. Drip juice, drip.
So I open my mouth and I hold it wide and let the juice drip inside. Over again, plant some grape seeds under my chin. Let the grapes grow over my lips so they can drip, 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 drip.
Drip juice, drip. Drip juice, drip. Drip juice, drip. Drip juice, drip.
So I open my mouth and I hold it wide and let the juice drip inside.
Ah, yes. Lucky Melinda there with the grapevine. You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show here on Cambridge 105. And wasn't that a fantastic show, that Northern Soul Show with Tony Zeller? My Jovi knows his stuff, that boy. Yes. Yeah. But now it's time for us oldies to get in the studio with our ancient 78 RPM gramophone records. And we're here from the Shellac Collective. And Darren's here. Hello, Darren.
Evening. Less of the old.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. It's just me, isn't it? Yeah.
It is just you.
Yeah, and the records.
Oh, the records,
yes,
are older.
Yeah,
than you.
Yeah. Now I was talking about the records.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And from Manchester, sounds like Sale of the Century, doesn't it? We've got the wonderful Matt Nannable. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, to put it another way, oh hell, yes, you're here. I'm sorry.
You're here.
Yeah, yeah. And they've brought back down their bartender's box. Yes, because Matt Nannable are bartenders to the stars, as advertised. Yeah, yes. You've served quite a few stars, haven't you, in your time, haven't you, Matt?
Many other
times. Yeah, yeah, yes. Who have you had in your bar? Come on.
I had in my bar. Had the Doctor Who.
Doctor Who? Which one?
Eccleston.
Oh, Eccleston, yeah.
Drinks martinis followed by Guinness.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. You didn't know that. See, new information for us in Cambridge here. Yeah, and you had Paolo Nutini, haven't you?
Paolo Nutini.
Yeah.
Prince of Marcellus.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Drinks likes his bourbon.
He likes his bourbon. Yeah. Yeah, we might have a few songs about bourbon.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, whiskies of all sorts, I think.
Duke Special.
Yeah, yeah, well, Duke Special. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and Sam Spoons.
Sam Spoons?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. In your bar?
Absolutely.
At Camp Festival. Yeah, in the Shishka bar, that was. Yeah, no, you've chosen a record, first of all. And what's this one that you've put on first?
This is Eddie Cleanhead Vincent.
Oh, Wynola. Yes. Wynola. Let's have a listen.
When I first met you, Mama, we got along very fine. When I first met you, Mama,
gonna do is fuss and fuck. When you get full of your doggone wine, you lay all day in bed in that long raggedy gown, got yourself full of rock, always ready to clown. Wine, oh, yes, girl, you gotta go. Cause there's nothing in this world I could use you for no more. Well, you wake up in the morning, you got wine all on your breath. Well, I look into your face, you scare me half to death. Wine, oh, well, woman, you sure have got to go. Ain't nothing in this world I could use you for no more. Wine drinking habits sure is worrying me. Wine, oh, yes, girl, you sure have got to go. Cause there's nothing in this world I could use you for no more.
Yeah, there we go, Winola. And that was Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, and that's the first of the choices from our guests tonight, Matt and Annabelle. Yeah. Yes, Matt and Annabelle, what, you've been DJing with 78s now for how long?
4.5 years.
Is that right?
Sounds like a confession.
Yeah.
I've only been doing it for 4.5.
It's a dirty confession.
Yeah.
Yeah, what made you get into it?
Well, we first started when Matt was putting some music on, because Matt's a jazz musician, for a friend's wedding, and he wanted something different in the evening, and asked us if we could play those dusty old records for him.
Right.
And it took off from there. So we played that first gig at Port Merion, didn't think anything of it, and then
One
New Year's Eve, Matt was playing jazz,
right.
And I said, what do you do in between your breaks? And he said, oh, well, they just put some terrible music on. And I said, well, I'll bring the records down and I'll DJ them. And we got our first booking.
And this was when you still had the club?
No, just after.
Just after.
Yeah,
right.
Just after,
right.
I left, yes. Yeah.
And what club was this?
This was Matt and Fred's Jazz Club in Manchester.
So you finishing that kind of coincided with starting doing the 78s?
Yeah, and gave us time to do other things. So it's been a great move, hasn't it?
Mm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right, well, let's play some more drink-related records. And I thought we'd try and see if we could get all of the different spirits.
Yeah.
So far, we've had wine. What was the first one? I can't remember now.
No idea.
Oh, just grapevine. Yeah, so we had wine. So we'll start with the spirits. And this is a new one. I haven't had this very long. This is, well, I say new. It's only 60 years old. This is Amos Milburn, and he did an awful lot of records about booze. And I don't think this will be the last one we play of his. But this one, unusually, because most of his are about whiskey. Yeah, and I think Little Richard, there was a famous quote that Little Richard made about him and whiskey. Anyway, this one's called Vicious, Vicious Vodka.
Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Don't know where I'm at. Supposed to meet my baby 20 minutes late. You got my head all twisted and I just can't get it straight. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. On this corner, and I
don't know where I'm at. I had a chance to swap you for a little gin. Now when my baby sees me, she's gonna bust my head right in. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. My head is aching and my feet are sore. You're good for nothing, bottle. You ain't my friend no more. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. Vicious, vicious vodka. Vicious, vicious vodka. Vicious, vicious vodka. Vicious, vicious vodka.
So thanks to Greg, if he's listening. Thanks for that, Greg.
I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Some folks drink for pleasure, some drink 'cause it's wet, but I drink 'cause it helps me to think, and it helps me to forget. Yeah, whiskey do your stuff till I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Yeah, whiskey do your stuff till I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Sometimes I have troubles I can't seem to endure, but when everything else fails me, whiskey is my cure. So whiskey do your stuff till I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Yeah, whiskey do your stuff till I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Mislead you, I'll tell you what to do. You know whiskey bears no evil, it's all in the mind. And when I'm feeling blue and lonely, it makes me feel so fine. So whiskey do your stuff till I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough. Yeah, whiskey do your stuff till I've had enough. Don't make the going rough, 'cause my baby might get tough.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Whiskey, do your stuff. And just a little shout out to Tony if he's still listening in the car. You've had a few messages come in after your show finished, because that's often the way. And Karen Janes, Alan Houchin and Jamie all said how great your show was, Tony. So there we go, three more fans. Ah, that was Whiskey Do Your Stuff. That was another one from Matt Nanabel. And who was that by, guys?
Louis Jordan.
Louis Jordan.
Louis Jordan, personal favourite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was actually on the Aladdin record label. Because a lot of his stuff was on Decca, wasn't it?
On Decca, yeah.
In the US and Brunswick over here.
Yeah.
But must be a little bit later than the sort of Choo Choo Chaboogie type stuff.
Yeah, his sort of early 50s resurgence.
Yeah.
Try to put that out there in the marketplace.
Right, yeah. Indeed. Right, okay. It's the Kip of the Cat Show here on Cambridge 105. I've got Matt and Annabel, It's a Wind Up, in the studio with me, and Darren and Kipper, of course, is looking on. And if you want to contact us to say hello, you can. You can either email us, which is studio@cambridge105.fm, or you can text us on 07919 070490, or you can tweet, apparently, at Cambridge 105. So please do, you know, we'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, let's back to the alcohol related 78s. And what have we got on the turntable now then, Darren?
This one is always seems to be played, both sides of it actually, at either Bestival or Camp Bestival.
Yes.
It's a festive favourite.
Oh, of course it is.
It's the Champs and Tequila.
Of course.
Oh, would help if the gramophone was going around, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'd heard so much about Kipper. This is so many stories, and just seemed like a real kind of great cat. And it was more than anything. I mean, the guys in the Shellac Collective were great, but they were just a stepping stone, really, for me to get to Kipper.
So this is nothing to do with 78s, then?
No, not really. I don't even like music, to be honest. It was more the cat. It was just the one to be around, you know. So I've managed to get standing quite close, but I'm hoping maybe next time I'd be able to strike up a conversation. This is Duke Special, and you're listening to 78s on the Kipper the Cat Show on Cambridge 105.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sings.
sing and make up rhyme. Guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, beat it, man, beat it. Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man.
In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hears her bingo croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love, next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
Yeah, there we go. That was another choice from Matt and Annabelle there. And that was, of course, the Andrew Sisters.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we're keeping on the spirits at the moment. That one, Darren, do you remember? That was a choice of Alex James when we did that show on Radio 1.
Just 5 years ago now.
Yeah, in 2008.
Yeah, it was 5 years ago.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I don't know, it was about this time of year.
It
was
April,
actually. It was March,
when
April
we'd done that, yeah. So that was one of his favourite 78s as well.
Marvellous.
So there you go. Yeah, you're listening to the Kip of the Cat show here on Cambridge 105. And I've got in the studio, I've got Matt and Annabelle from It's a Wind Up, come all the way down from Manchester just to be with us. Well, that's what I like to believe anyway. Yeah.
Of course it is. It's true.
Yeah, that's why you're a day early for your gig, isn't it? Well, I think we'll carry on with the spirits now. And this one is a particular favourite of Hillary, because she's been known to be partial to this particular drink. And Safi, so this one's for you, Hillary.
Just
if you're listening
in,
you could be correct there. This is Todd Rhodes, and not just one gin, but there's three. Gin
is my best friend. Thank you.
Alex is here. Alex James, ex of Blur, now a farmer, scientist and cheese aficionado.
Hey, Rob, all right?
How you doing?
Excellent, cheers.
And newly converted to the 78 cause, I hear.
Well, I blundered into Gaz's Rockin' Blues and Greg was there playing his 78s and the place was just absolutely rocking. Unbelievable. And it just, I'd never felt music make me feel so good.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, I came across Greg a couple of years ago and suddenly it's like a whole new sort of epoch of records opened up.
I don't know what it is. It's impossible to listen to these records without smiling.
If you want to smile like Alex James and Rob DeBank, tune in to Greg and Darren playing 78s on the Kip of the Cat show every other Tuesday at 9 o'clock on Cambridge 105.
Well, it's so hard to make a living. This is what I had to do. It's so hard to make a living. Love, this is what I had to do. I had a talk with my baby. Now she sells that kidney stone. She just bootlegs the stuff. Baby ain't got no license. She just bootlegs the stuff. Joint stays packed and jammed. Fellas just can't get enough.
You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105.
Yes, you are indeed. And this is Greg, and I've got in the studio Darren, Kipper, and the wonderful Matt and Annabelle. Oh. Hi, guys.
Hiya.
Yeah, we've had an email in.
Oh, it's flooded,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's flooded in.
Trickled.
It's from Hillary. She says, nice one, guys. You can't beat a bit of gin. You're quite right, Hillary. You can't beat a drop of gin, except unless you've got some whiskey. Or some rum.
Beer with a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know. Yes. Ah, right. So that one was from you guys. What was that one?
That was Bootlegging Baby by Roy Brown.
Yeah, Roy Brown. What an artist. Yeah. We play a lot of stuff by Roy Brown, don't we, Darren?
We do. I just noticed tonight, I think everything we've played has either been on Aladdin or King.
Well,
yeah, well, there you go. That's interesting, go. Isn't it?
Maybe they won't, you know.
It'll say something
know.
About the producers.
It probably does, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, I wonder if they had chairs in liquor companies.
Possibly.
Yeah, it might have done. Anyway, this is another one, isn't it? What's this one?
This is Amos Milburn and his Aladdin Chicken Shackers.
Right, so this is on Aladdin
sure
then.
Sure, it's not illegal. this one's good whiskey.
Exactly.
Thank you.
myself. My baby didn't love me. She left with someone else. Good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Helps to mend a broken heart. The day my baby left me without just one excuse, I didn't know what else to do, so I got a little juice on good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Helps to mend a broken heart. Something stronger to change these blues of mine, so I got some good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Good, good whiskey. Helps to mend a broken heart. Yes, I talked to my baby. Man, I laid everything on the line. And try me one more time. She said she didn't love me, and for me she had no use. So now my only love is bond and bottle juice, please. Good, good whiskey.
Yeah, there we go. That was Amos Milburn with Good Good Whiskey. He also wrote one called Bad Bad Whiskey, Let Me Go Home Whiskey. Well, I think there was most of the songs about whiskey were by him, actually. Yeah. There were a few that weren't, which we will play. But that's the first one about whiskey by him. We've already played one by him, haven't we? What was the other one we played? Vicious Vicious Vodka. Yes, so he likes his vodka as well as his whiskey, obviously.
Do you know what? I've only tried whiskey once.
Have you?
Ever. I thought, ugh, that's horrible. I never tried it again. Oh, well, it was 20-odd years ago, so...
I thought
you'd
try again.
Yeah. It just tasted like paint stripper. Not that I've ever tasted paint stripper.
You were 18. All alcohol was, you know, tasted rubbish. We just needed it then.
Now, I was going to ask Annabelle and Matt about... you got a new venture with games, which I first came across at your wedding up on the balcony, and you've turned that into a business. So what's all that about?
We have. Well, so many people had so much fun with the games at our wedding and started asking if we would hire them out. And for our own wedding, we had trouble finding the games we wanted.
Right.
So we've set up a business now, hiring out vintage games, all sorts of things.
So when you say vintage games, what sort of thing do you mean by that?
We've got all different types of bagatelle boards going, right. You know, the bagatelle boards with the ball bearings that you're used to.
Yeah.
Going back to the English bagatelle boards of the 1850s, which are 7 foot long and played with a small cue.
A bit like, yeah, but like bar billiards then.
Yeah.
We've got bar billiards. Oh, I used to love bar billiards when I was a kid. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
When I was 17, I used to go in the pubs, and every pub, one in Oxfordshire, yeah, where I was, had bar billiards.
Yeah.
And even when we got married in 1974, there were still pubs down in Brighton where there were still bar billiards.
There's leagues in them still going. We've got a 24-foot skittle alley. Wooden skittle alley.
I tell you what else we used to play, which is, again, an ancient game, which you should probably get, but it needs a lot of space. It's Aunt Sally. Have you ever played Aunt Sally?
Yes.
It's the only game I know where you throw the bat at the ball.
Yeah.
You try and knock the ball off the top of the
thing. It's still played a lot in North Somerset, I believe.
Is it? Yeah. This game was in Oxford. In our local pub, there was an Aunt Sally league, you know, and the big Aunt Sally sort of, the big tarpaulin at the back, and then they had the little arm which held the dolly.
Which was the dolly,
and you had to throw you had six sticks, and you had to try and knock it off.
Yes, we're looking at that one.
You're looking at Aunt Sally.
Oh, yes. We've got a lot of pile of games.
This is a really interesting idea for things like weddings or company launches or that sort
corporate
of thing.
Events.
Corporate events.
Or parties or fairs and garden fetes.
Definitely something different, isn't it? Yeah. So how would people get in touch with you if they wanted to hire your games, your Victorian games and all that?
You can just through vintage78dj@hotmail.co.uk.
vintage78dj@hotmail.co.uk.
Yes.
They could probably get through to you through our Shalek Collective Facebook page as well.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Right, now it's your turn to choose a record now on the drinking theme. What have the bartenders chosen this time?
My favourite tipple, wine.
Uh-huh.
Wine Spolioli.
And who's this by?
This is Winoni Harris.
Winoni Mr. Blues Harris.
Down in New Orleans where everything's fine, all of them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess to their delight. And when they get high, they start singing all night, drinking wine, boldy, oldie, drink wine.
Wine,
boldy, oldie, drink wine.
Wine,
boldy, oldie, drink wine.
Wine.
Hey, it's that bottle to me, drinking that mess to their delight. And when it gets rough, they start fighting all night, knocking down windows and kicking down doors, drinking by the gallons and screaming for more. Drinking wine, boldy, oldie, drink wine.
Wine,
boldy, oldie, drink wine.
Wine,
boldy, oldie, drink wine.
Wine.
Hey, it's that bottle to me. Hi, hi. To me, look out! Break that mess! Put that bottle down, rip! Give old Papa a little bit. Sweet Lucy! If you want to get along in some strange town, buy some wine and pass it around. All of them cats will think you fine. All of them cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine, boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine, boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine, boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Pass that bottle to me. I've got a nickel if you got a dime. Let's get together and buy some wine. Some by the fifth, some by the quart. When you buy blackberry, you're doing things smart. Drinking wine, boldy, only drink wine.
Wine,
wine, boldy, only drink wine.
Wine,
wine, boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Give that bottle to me. Hi, hi, hi.
Wine, wine.
Hey, baby.
Wine, wine, wine.
Sweet Lucy.
Wine, wine.
Bit of a treat, this. Well, they all are. There's another one down to Greg from Foxton.
Now, just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big blue eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. Now it's plain that you are lying when you say you've been crying. So don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satins and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. Now it's plain that you are lying when you say you've been a-crying. So don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
Mm-hmm.
guess our little romance has finally simmered down. You should go join the circus, you'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map, and I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. You've had your cake and eat it. Now, baby, go on, beat it. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
I'm dreaming, baby, of your bloodshot eyes.
Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
Yeah, two in a row there, and that was Hank Penny with Bloodshot Eyes, not Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris, but we followed a Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris record with that, because of course that was a big hit for Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris.
Yeah, but Hank Penny wrote this tune.
Well, he co-wrote it, yes. Yeah. And it, actually, he was on King too.
He was?
Yeah, but on the Brown King label rather than on the R&B Blue King.
Turned country singer.
He was a country singer, yeah. Yes. So white label, white artists were on Brown and Black artists were on Blue. Does that make any sense?
No.
I don't know why, anyway. All right, so now my guests are totally going to lower the tone now, aren't they?
Oh, no, not Bing Crosby.
So, come on, tell us about this next one, Matt.
It's just Bing Crosby. Occasionally, I confess.
Tell them your dirty secret.
this is
once in a while. Yeah,
it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, guilty.
But anyway, actually, the only real reason is because it's got cider in the title.
Yeah,
isn't
that's it really. Yeah.
So it's about a drink. And, except to Darren put the wrong side on the turntable.
If you'd have kept quiet, then nobody would have noticed.
Yeah, he's quickly turning it over. So, let's just play it. Otherwise, I'll lose all will to live.
Sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Come on out in the silvery moonlight, of love we'll whisper soft and low. And it seems as though I can't live without you. Listen, oh honeydew. Idolize you. Because I love you, Ida, dear, I do.
Oh, Ida, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Come out in the silvery moonlight, of love will whisper so soft and low. Seems though can't live without you. Listen, oh honeydew, idolize you. I love you, Ida, deed I do.
Ida, sweet pretty Ida, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Come on now, in the silver moonlight, of love we'll whisper so soft and low. And it seems as though I just can't live without you. Listen, oh honeydew, Ida, you know I'd advise you.
And I love you, what a deed I do. Because I love you, what a deed I do.
Yeah, there we go. Yes, that's the first and the last Bing Crosby today. And that was Ida Sweet as Apple Cider. You're listening to Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. And you can email the studio, studio at cambridge105.fm. Or you can text us on 07919 070490. Or you can tweet at Cambridge 105. And we've had a couple of emails flood into the studio. First of all, Hercules the Great has contacted the show.
Great.
To say that he prefers his scotching with the soda. Yes, not sure about you. Well, Hercules, I know you're partial. He's a strong man, isn't he?
He's a strong man, but he's got a bar as well. He has owner.
He is a bar owner.
He eats a lot of cheese.
Yeah, yes.
A lot of cheese.
Yeah, Hercules cheese.
Hercules cheese. Bar. Oh, and the crackers.
Yes.
And the crackers.
Yeah, and he's setting up bar again at Bestival, isn't he? With you guys. It's a joint venture.
We're going into business with Hercules.
Hercules, yeah. Yeah, quite
right.
It's
going to be great. We're going to do a sort of Islands in the Sun Caribbean cocktail list this year.
Oh, is that what we're going to do?
Yeah. We'll bring the
in
bar.
The Shannock Collective.
Collective.
Yes, yeah. in the official bar to the collective.
We're bringing our own palm tree.
You going to palm tree as well?
Well, Hercules has. He's bringing his own palm tree.
Yeah, yes. His palm tree isn't very... It's not, you can't shelter underneath it much, can you, really? It won't stop us getting sunburn.
Oh, I have no problems getting sunburned. It's rather soggy that I object to.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, so far, we touch wood.
That's our lucky influence, you see.
Yeah, might be. But
we're working on the cocktail.
The last time it was really bad at Bestival, the theme was Under the Sea. And I've noticed they've chosen a nautical theme this time, so I'm a little bit...
Well, it can't be as bad as Secret Garden Party last year. That was walking through treacle,
it was pretty bad. Anyway, let's play another record and then I'll shout out the other email in a minute. So what have we got there lined up? A Scotch one, hopefully.
Yeah, Last Call for Whiskey. This is Choker Campbell and his band featuring Harold Young on vocals.
This is fantastic. Let's have a listen.
Bartender service, please.
Last call for whiskey, drink up. Last call for whiskey, drink up. You've been sitting at the bar all day. Your juice now, baby, so be on your way. Last call for whiskey, drink up. Last call for whiskey, drink up. Last call for whiskey, drink up. You've had one rum, one bourbon, one gin, and now you want to start all over again. Last call for whiskey, drink up. Curfew is a quarter to two. You're sitting around here so drunk, you just don't know what to do. The house is all dirty, and the beds ain't even made. Around here yak, 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 and talking all out of your head. When I gave you my money, you said you weren't going far. Now I come down here and find you drunk, with your elbows on the bar. The joint is fixing to close, so baby grab your cup. The bartender done made his last call for whiskey, so drink up. Call for whiskey, drink up. Last call for whiskey, drink up. You had one rum, one bourbon, one gin, and now you want to start it all over again. Last call for whiskey, drink up.
Don't drag me, baby, I'm way alone.
Last call for whiskey. Drink up.
Turn me loose, man. I'm going down a big mess.
Last call for whiskey. Drink up.
Go on home and leave me alone.
Last call for whiskey. Drink up.
There we go. Choker Campbell there on the Atlantic label. So it wasn't King.
No.
No. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. And that's one I usually play at the end of the night. But for obvious reasons. Yes. Yeah, so, and when they say shout last orders, that's a great record to put on. We've had somebody defending you, actually.
Defending me?
Yes. It says here.
Is this about Bing Crosby?
It says, sorry I'm late. Only just been able to tune in, but sounding pretty darn good on the web. Nothing wrong with a bit of Bing in moderation.
Yes.
Mm. Pip Pip from DJ 78. So thanks for listening in, Dave. Dave. Yeah,
hi,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah. Dave's coming over tomorrow because we're off to do a tour in Ireland.
In Ireland, a tour, yeah, of Belfast.
Well, no, we're going over on the boat on Thursday, and Thursday night we're in Dundalk.
Ooh.
At the Spirit Store in Dundalk.
Wow.
Keeping the alcohol thing going.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And then on the Friday night, we're on a barge,
yeah,
in Belfast. And then and we've got another public gig, which is the only one that isn't sold out, in Belfast on the Saturday night as well. So, and Hilary and Karen are going to come and join us on the Friday, so that should be good fun.
Well, there's a great Irish malt whiskey called Redbreast.
Is there?
Yeah.
Redbreast?
Yeah.
That sounds good to me. Yeah.
Get a bottle of that.
I'll look
Get
for it.
Get it on the barge.
Yeah,
it'll be fine.
It'll be the last call for whiskey. Probably last call for me. Right. What's this next one you've chosen? This one.
Well, this is something you can do on your trip over to Ireland. You can thinking and drinking.
Thinking and drinking. Who's this by?
This is by Amos Milburn.
Oh, who else?
Well, I've been thinking and I've been drinking. Yes, I've been thinking, and I've been drinking. And the more I think, the more I drink. The more I drink, the more I think. I can't stop thinking about what you did to me. Well, I've been walking, and I've been talking. Yes, I've been walking, and I've been talking. Yes, the more I walk, the more I talk. And the more I talk, the more I walk. I can't stop talking about what you did to me. Slept for many days and I've lost my appetite. I've lost my mind so many ways, don't know if it's day or night. Yes, I'll keep thinking and I'll keep drinking. Yes, I'll keep thinking and I'll keep drinking. Well, the more I think, the more I drink. And the more I drink, the more I think. I can't stop thinking about what you did to me. Yes, I'll keep thinking, and I'll keep drinking, and I'll keep thinking, and I'll keep drinking, and I'll keep thinking, and I'll keep drinking, and I'll keep thinking, and I'll keep drinking.
Mark, you've worked live on stage with Kipper the Cat, but what do you think of his radio show?
It's brilliant. That's all I've got to say. It's brilliant. Although when I say brilliant, what I mean is it's quite good, which basically means not too bad. And not too bad is really comparing it to everything else on the radio now that I'm not on, which is all rubbish. So basically what I'm saying is it's better than rubbish.
Right. Yeah, so thanks, Mark, for that ringing endorsement. Tune in to the Kipper the Cat show. It's better than rubbish.
Just a bit.
It's a bit better than rubbish. Marvellous.
sit down and drink it over. There's still time before you go. Let's sit down and drink it over. Still lots of time before you go. You're leaving on the Katy Checker. You won't be coming back no more. I always been a good gal, ain't never trifled in my life. Yes, I always been a good gal, ain't never trifled in my life. Now you found another woman, I may be wrong, but that ain't right. Drink it over. I could stand a blast or two. Come on, sit down and drink it over. I can stand a blast or two. I won't forget those steady rolls, babe. No one can serve them up like you.
Yeah, that was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I bought that at the Birmingham Record Fair, the last one.
Oh, did you?
In March, and I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, now.
But the title is great. Let's sit down and drink it over. I thought that's a great title. We've got to play that tonight. Yeah. And it's by Julia Lee, who normally her stuff is very naughty.
Mm.
Yes, but that's rather nice. Julia Lee and her boyfriends, let's sit down and drink it over. And a little change of tone there, but very nice.
I love the flip side. It's good. I didn't like it the first time. In brackets, the spinach song, if you were thinking about anything.
No, well, that is actually the A side, and that is a rather naughtier song. Okay. Yes, yeah. But anyway, I kind of like that. Let's sit down and drink it over. All right, listening to the Kip of the Cat show here on Cambridge 105. And you can text us by phoning 07919 070490. Or you can email us studio@cambridge105.fm. Or you can tweet at Cambridge 105. But I never had a tweet yet, I don't think, on this show.
Somebody tweet.
What's that?
No, don't tweet. Just tell us about the next one you've chosen. What's this?
This is Drunk Again.
Drunk Again.
By Lonnie Johnson, because we haven't had any Lonnie Johnson.
I've been drinking all night long. I've started again today. All night long, and I've started again today. I'm just trying my best to drink these blues away. People say drinking can help them, but drinking don't mean a thing. People think drinking can help them, but drinking don't mean a thing. When you think you've drank away your worries, and you find your fool self drunk again. Friends, I drink to keep from worrying, and I smile just to keep from crying. Yes, I drink to keep from worrying. Friends, I smile to keep from crying. I try to cover my troubles so the public don't know what's on my mind. My brain is so cloudy, the world seems upside down. Yes, my brain is so cloudy that the world seems upside down. Yes, I would feel so much better if there was no liquor around. Love has caused so many men to drink and gamble and stay out all night long. Love has caused so many men to drink and gamble and stay out all night long. Love will drive a man into places, friends, where he don't belong.
You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105.
Drunk. 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 It's a mean old bottle they call moonshine. Red, red wine, so mellow and fine. Come home at night with a swimming in the head. Reach for the pillow, miss the whole darn bed. Drunk. Drunk, drunk, drunk. Gin is a drink so mellow and slow. Get a little taste and you want some more. Start out walking and just can't go. Reach for the knob, miss the whole darn door. Drunk, drunk, drunk. It's a low-down dog life spent on the bar. Dust till dawn, then that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tight. Come home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight. Drunk. 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 I keeps on drinking, takes all my gold. Every Monday morning my head is sore. Whiskey, gin and wine, so doggone fine. I'm gonna try you just one more time. Drunk. 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 Drunk.
There we go. Two in a row. The first one was Drunk Again, wasn't it? I think.
Yeah.
By Lonnie Johnson. And then Just Drunk. And that was Jimmy Liggins.
And his 3D music.
And his 3D music. Yeah. So, three drunks.
Three drunks music, yeah.
3D music. I wonder what that meant. It wasn't stereo, was it?
No, or it's stereo.
No,
it's a bit
modern. 3D.
3D. Yeah. They were there in the room.
Ah, yes,
that's how you felt after you drank all the drinks.
Yes, blurred vision. Yes, indeed. Oh, I should have put that Walt Disney one. That's great, from Dumbo.
Yes,
Pink Elephants on Parade. That's a great record. Anyway, yes, Matt, you still are. A sex saxophone player.
A sex saxophone player. Sexy I'm a saxophone player, yes.
Yeah,
and a flautist.
And a flautist.
I am, yes.
Yeah. And you started in the, 70s, 80s?
I started when I was about 13, so yeah, about 79.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were quite successful quite early on, weren't you?
I was successful on Market Street in Manchester. I went straight out after I could learn. I'd learnt the Pink Panther.
Right.
And I was out on the street.
Right.
And learnt my trade there mainly.
Yeah.
And then.
But in the 80s, I know that you were played on some pop music.
We did lots of pop music. Lots of things that I can't remember and I don't have copies of. And then we were in a couple of bands that did have deals. That did pretty well. And
come on, name the bands.
Oh, I was in a band called Chapter and the Verse. I'm going to do that one, Don. Yeah.
You're getting nudged.
I'm getting nudged. Because the reason why I'm getting nudged, I know why I'm getting nudged. I was in a band called Chapter and the Verse. We were great. And Colin's out there listening. Because Colin has now joined us in the Sherlock Collective. He's our new member. You don't even know about him.
Ah, right, new member.
Yes.
We had another new member today.
Thelonious Trunk.
Thelonious Trunk?
Yes.
He's not going to play some bebop, is it?
Travelling stuff.
All right, that should be interesting.
Anyway, he was and he was the producer behind a guy called Gerald and this kind of thing. And but the other band I was in was a rave band, and we had a couple of chart toppers, and we were called E-Lustrious.
That sounds like a proper Manchester name.
It wasn't because of E by gum.
No, I don't.
It was little round tablets that were very popular in 88.
He's a good.
And because of that name, we got banned from Blackburn.
You got banned from Blackburn.
Playing in Blackburn.
Yes.
And that was it.
Claim to fame.
We were really famous after that.
After that, because you were banned in Blackburn, you became very famous.
We got on the front page of The Sun or something.
It doesn't sound like the same as being banned by the BBC. It doesn't quite have the same kudos as being banned in Blackburn.
BBC Radio 1 played us lots.
Yeah.
And it was great. That was a good time.
A good time.
But I don't really
you can't remember any of it. Yes, it must have been a good time. So, okay, now then, what's this next one?
Well, it's what we used to do at the time, really. This is called I Got Loaded by Peppermint Harris.
Fantastic.
Dropped into a tavern, saw some friends of mine. Party was getting underway and the juice was really flying and I got loaded, ooh, I sure got it. Told my pretty baby I wouldn't stay out no more. Every time I tried to leave, I fell down on the floor and I got loaded, ooh, I sure got high. Made me feel so happy while it was going down. I took a sip on every trip that bottle went around and I got loaded, oh, I sure got high. Last thing I remember, I heard somebody say, won't my soul just let him roll until the break of day. And I got loaded, ooh, I sure got high. If you see my baby, tell her this for me, didn't mean to stay so long, but the juice down there was free, and I got loaded,
I got loaded. I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high.
Fantastic stuff there. Peppermint Harris with I Got Loaded. You're listening to the Kipper the Cat Show here on Cambridge 105 with Darren, myself, Kipper, and Matt and Annabelle, our guests. And we're all playing original 78 RPM gramophone records. And after I said we haven't been tweeted, of course, Matt had to start it off. And he was here twittering away. And a tweet has come through. Ooh. From him. Since he's in the studio, it seems a bit of a waste of time. Saying, Cambridge, your first tweet, having fun. But then, Wee Davies tweeted us as well. Yeah, Cambridge 105, great tunes being played at 78 RPM on the Kip of the Cat Show until 2300. Drinking is the theme, appropriately enough. Well, thank you very much for tweeting us. I don't know what it means, but I'm sure it's good. Yes.
Yeah, I've no idea.
Yeah, and if you want to email us, you can. Ooh. It's studio at cambridge105.fm.
I know how that works.
Yeah, or tweet or text us on 07919 070490. And the theme, as Dave quite rightly points out, is drinking. And it's my turn, if I want now. And I've chosen Hey Bartender, because we got two bartenders in the studio today. Yeah. From the Shark Collective, the Bartenders to the Stars. Matt and Annabelle, and this is Floyd Dixon, and this isn't on King either. Yeah, it's on a nice label.
Went bowling the other night, started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends, felt so good I had to blow again. I said, hey bartender, hey man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Saw a chick sitting on the end. I said, baby, can't we be friends? You look as sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer.
Janice, you were recently down at the Guernsey Arts Festival. What did you think of Kipper the Cat and Greg?
I met Greg. He was DJing and he was just unbelievable. He was dressed brilliantly and he was DJing with 78s and he was doing all the actions and stuff to the lyrics and the songs. He was absolutely brilliant and Greg is such a lovely man.
Well, thanks, Janice. That's amazing. And I thought it was Kipper the Cat that everyone loved.
Thanks, Janice. That's great. Yeah. Checks in the post. You read that script out perfectly. No. Kipper won't mind. Honestly, no, he won't mind. The Kipper the Cat Show with Greg and me, Darren, on Cambridge 105.
That was lovely. That was one from Matt Nanabal. What was that one, guys?
That was Hangover Blues.
Yes.
By Johnny Otis Orchestra.
Yeah, you felt you needed some Alka-Seltzer listening to that, didn't you? That was great. And that one's not on King either. That's on Regent.
That must be quite early. Imagine late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, before he became sort of more R&B rock and roll-y.
Yeah,
and had lots of
before the
singers.
Show, you reckon? Or did you
before the Johnny Otis show, certainly, yeah. Yeah, because that's when he was on Capitol, I think.
Yeah.
But he's been on lots of different labels as well. Listening to the Kipper the Cat Show here on Cambridge 105. And the theme today is drink. And Darren's here. Kipper's here. He's been a bit in the wars. She's got to go to the vet.
He needs a new whisker.
Yeah, he needs a new whisker before he goes off to Ireland with us. Yeah, and I think he's got some skin complaints as well.
Has he been scratching?
Yeah, I think he must have been scratching.
He's been out ratting, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he has been. Yeah, he's got himself in the wars. Mind you, he's been around a bit now, Kipper. Yeah, famous cat. And the theme is drink of the show tonight. And this next one's one of mine, and I've forgotten what it is. So Darren's going to have to tell me.
Shirley and Lee.
Oh, yes. Now, this one's for Mike, who does a show here on Cambridge 105 on a Monday. And it's called Let the Good Times Roll. And this one's for you, Mike.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll. so good when you're home.
Come on, baby, rock me all night long. Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, let me thrill your soul. Come on, baby, let the good time roll.
Yeah, there we go. Shirley and Lee, let the good times roll. It wasn't really about drink, but yeah, you do drink when you're having a good time, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to drink to have a good time.
But it helps.
But sometimes it helps, yes. You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show here in Cambridge, live from our studios in Guardia Street.
Are we playing these 78s responsibly?
No, I don't know. Should we give a...
Irresponsibly.
Irresponsible, yeah. Yes. Government health warning.
Please,
yes.
Please play irresponsibly.
Yes, 78 RPM gramophone records. And, yeah, we've had lots of spirits, but this one is taking it down a bit, I think, because, you know, you can't have spirits all night, can you?
No, you need
so what's this
ale.
One? Yeah, mug of ale. Yeah, so we're going back in time. So this one's from about 1929, and it's Joe Venuti. This is one of Matt's choices, and it's on the Purple Parlophone label. Yes. Lovely, wasn't that? Yes, pure music. Mug of Ale by Joe Venuti and his Blue Four, is it?
Yep. Joe Venuti's Blue Four.
Ed Lang, presumably, on the guitar. Who else is in there, does it say?
Doesn't say, actually. Oh, it says Joe Venuti, Adrian Rollini, I think, is Ed Lang, and Arthur Schutt.
That's it. That's all four of them. Wasn't that beautiful? Yes. Yes. Just realised that Matt's old chums made a couple of corking Manx House tunes. Did he play sax on Dance No More?
He might have done, yeah.
Oh, he's gone very red admitting that. Much respect, ex Davy 78. Yeah, there you go. You see, Matt, your secrets are no longer a secret.
There you go.
Come on, which other hit records did you play on? Or have you admitted to all of them?
That's it.
That's it. No,
that's the only ones he can remember.
Ah, right.
They're very, very drunk at the time. Right, now what have we got next?
Very,
yes.
Very drunk.
This is Big Bill Brunsey, right?
Yes, Big Bill Brunsey.
Yeah.
And
When I've been drinking.
I don't need no money, I've got lucky all on my hand. I don't want no woman, boys, always raising sand when I've been drinking. Yeah, when I've been drinking. Now, when I come home, baby, please let me lay down and rest. I'm looking for a woman that ain't never been kissed. Maybe we can get along and I won't have to use my fist when I've been drinking. Yeah, when I've been drinking. Now when I come home, baby, please let me lay down and rest. I want a job to go to work at 12, get off at 1, have an hour for dinner, boys, and my day's work be done when I've been drinking. Yeah, when I've been drinking. Now when I come home, baby, please let me lay down and rest. I want somebody to pet me and feed me in the bed. Talk, baby, talk to me, girl, when you go to comb my head when I've been drinking. Yeah, when I've been drinking. Now, when I come home, baby, please let me lay down and rest. I want to be taken out of the bed, baby, and put in a wheelchair. Roll me anywhere now, baby. Big Bill don't care, girl, when he's been drinking. Yeah, when I've been drinking. Now, when I come home, baby, please let me lay down and rest.
You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105.
I've been sitting here drinking, drinking all by myself. Yes, I've been sitting here drinking, drinking all by myself. I don't want no food, it's just whiskey and nothing else. Whiskey, whiskey, whiskey will soon get the best of me. Yes, whiskey, whiskey, whiskey will soon get the best of me. I've been fighting the bottle so long, now I can hardly see. This me go. This mean old world has given me a rough way to go. If things had been a little better, I'm so full of alcohol, they won't have to mourn me when I die. Yes, I'm so full of alcohol, they won't have to embalm me when I die. The devil throws me in his fire.
Yeah, we're talking drink here on Kip of the Cat. And that was another one, another choice from Matt Nanabel. What was that one, guys?
Drinking Blues, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Drinking Blues. Why not only Mr. Blues Harris? He did a lot of songs about drink.
Yeah, he loved it.
Now, one of the main things that you guys do as It's a Wind-Up is you do a lot of functions like weddings.
We do.
Yeah. Do you enjoy doing those, Annabelle?
Yeah, I love them, actually. It was really handy trying to get ideas for our own wedding, bearing in mind we play 30 to 40 weddings a year ourselves.
So you've seen quite a few and managed to get a few tips from that.
Absolutely. We knew what we wanted to do and what we didn't want to do.
Right, yeah. And you had an amazing array of tablecloths, as I recall.
Yes, I was ironing 70 tablecloths 2 days before we were married. Vintage tablecloths, which I'd collected for our wedding, which you all guys came to.
It was great. I really remember the tablecloths because they were quite amazing.
We even had 78 RPM placemats.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think we might have taken a few of those home.
Yeah, well, we were in such a hurry that
that was
we
the
didn't.
Idea.
We didn't get a chance to check which ones we were putting out. They were in unsorted boxes.
Yeah.
And the idea was you could play your placemat in the gentleman's drinking club. And we warned everybody that if this man here, Greg, was coming to tap you on the shoulder and ask if he could have your record, then it
might
must
be valuable.
Worth
yeah, it was great DJing at that wedding. It was an interesting venue. For people who don't know, haven't seen the pictures on Facebook or whatever, it was in an old Victorian bath, which had only just been reopened and been subject to a lot of refurbishment and quite amazing. And you actually put off your wedding until you could use that venue, is that right?
That's right, yeah. They only opened the venue for weddings last year, so we were first in.
You were the first people to use it.
One wedding before us, but we were first when they opened the doors for the weddings.
And you truly did get married in the deep end, didn't you?
In the deep end.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to climb into the swimming pool.
Yeah, it was quite an interesting venue. And it was what I thought was great. You had first-class pool, second-class pool, and then when the water had been used in both of those, it went down to the ladies' pool.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
And apparently, sometimes you couldn't see the bottom. It was so murky.
It was so murky. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't sound great, does it?
I do hasten to add there was no water in the pool.
Not when you got married. No, we weren't swimming about. It's true.
No.
Right, let's have another record. This one's from me, and this is one of my favourites. This is the Yas Yas Girl, and this is on the OK record label, so it's a little bit earlier. It's from August 1939, and this is called I'd Rather Be Drunk.
Baby told me, you know you're doing wrong. You keep on drinking, you lose. troubles won't let me be. I'm happy when I am drunk. Ain't got nowhere to go. Though I'd rather be drunk than any way I know. Cigarette is my habit. Me and I do crave. But I believe that whiskey's gonna take me to my grave. I ain't had so much trouble in my life before. So I'd rather be drunk than any way I know.
There we go, the Yaz Yaz Girl. I'd rather be drunk than any way, any place, any way I know. Yes, you're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show. We've just got 16 minutes left of the show.
So is that all already?
Yeah, I know. It goes so quickly, doesn't it? That's 2 hours gone, just like that. Yeah.
Let's
and
go on.
Not a drop has actually passed our lips. It's quite shocking, really. It's all gone on the decks. Ah, yes. So another one from you guys. What have you chosen this time?
You've forgotten.
Villette de Lard, Love and Wine.
Love and Wine.
Yeah, Veretta de Lard.
Veretta de Lard.
Love and Wine. She's very good, actually.
On like Savoy.
It. Yeah, not King. Right, oh. Let's have a listen.
He never touches rye. He'll just hug that wine till the day he dies. Yes, I want to hold my man, but he stays drunk all the time. If he don't stop drinking, he'll ruin this life of mine. Well, I work like a dog to hold that man of mine, but the only thing he holds is a big fat jug of wine. I've got a good man, my landlady's proud of him. She's in my house so often, I believe she's moving in. Well, Flo, get it now. Up the door, she asks for her rent, but he's on the floor. He says he's got no loot, but she can have some wine. Then she puts me out, and they have a good time. I love my man, yes, my landlady says he's fine. He keeps drinking to her health, but Lord, he's ruining mine.
Yeah, there we go, Veretta de Lard with, what was it called?
Love and Wine.
Love and Wine, yes. It sounds like two of the key things of life, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yes, you're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show. We've got 12 minutes left to go. So if you want to email us, you've only got 12 minutes to do it, and it's studio@cambridge105.fm, or you can text 07919 070490. And we've had quite a lot of tweet activity, which I don't understand much. Lots of retweeting going on.
Twitter
and things.
Activity. Twitter.
Twitters, yes, like twits. Right, what have we got next? Oh, yes, this one of mine. Yeah, this is on the Atlantic. This is Willis Jackson, which I don't know much about, actually, to be honest. And this is another one of your favourite drinks, wine. And this is not just one wine, it's wine and wine. Wine. And this is Willis Jackson. Willis Jackson there on Atlantic. We've had a message from Northern Ireland, actually. Yeah, from Jacinta Morris, who is a swing dancer, a swing dance teacher, in fact. And she says, great show tonight. Don't usually get to listen as we teach on Tuesdays. My drink is perfect. It's a perfect theme for coming over this weekend. And we're looking forward to seeing you Friday night. And we're looking forward to being there, I tell you, Jacinta. Can't wait. It's sold out. They have these swing dance nights on a barge. And it's already sold out. So it's going to be great fun. Can't wait. Ah, right. Now then. This is Tampa Red from 1935, this next one. It's on the Bluebird label, and it's called Let's Get Drunk and Truck. I'm not sure what that means. It means get the right side of the record on.
No, again! You've given the game away.
Truck. I know your other man is out of town. My other woman, she's not around. Now is the time to break them down. Let's get drunk and truck. If we should accidentally get too high to go home, I've got an extra dollar around a party room. Plenty kisses and other fun, and a gallon to wake up on.
there is nothing to be waiting on. Let's get drunk and drunk, yeah.
There we go, Tampa Red, Let's Get Drunk and Truck. Yeah, hope you enjoyed that one. You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show, and we've got time for just maybe two more, sadly. This is another one from Matt and Annabelle. So Annabelle, what's this one? She woke up then.
You were looking
out the window, and I could see you weren't paying attention, and Kipper was getting annoyed.
This is our worst nightmare.
Yeah.
I was watching a man.
This is about
move.
A bar with no beer.
Yeah, yeah. This is an Australian disaster story, this one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Just to give you a clue, have you worked out what it is yet?
The bar with no beer?
Yes. Well, the pub with no beer. But that was close.
I'll tell you what it is. It's on a Columbia Green Label by
right.
Slim Dusty with Dick Carr and the Bushlanders.
Right.
And it's called A Pub With No Beer.
Right.
Give us back here, I'll stick it off.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that woke her up, didn't it, you see? She had a big gin and tonic before we left, and she's getting a bit sleepy now.
It's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the publican's anxious for the quota to come, and there's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Oh, what a terrible place is a pub with no beer. Then the stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar and pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer as the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. Then the swaggy comes in, smothered in dust and flies. He throws down his roll and rubs the sweat from his eyes. But when he is told, he says, what's this I hear? I've trudged 50 flaming miles to a pub with no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries
for cover, and he cringes in fear. It's no place for a dog round a pub with no beer. Old Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling's wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You're early, my dear." But then he breaks down and he tells her the pub's got no beer. So it's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Yeah, there we go. Slim Dusty, Pub with No Beer. Well, it's the end of the show now. Got time for just a bit of the last one. And I'd like to say a big thank you for Matt and Annabelle, Bartenders to the Stars, for coming down from Manchester to be with us today. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much for choosing
a great selection of records. Thanks for Darren for putting them on the decks the right way up.
And most of the time.
Most of the time. And Kipper says thanks as well. And we'll see you the next time in 2 weeks' time. This is the Kipper the Cat Show signing off.
Pace the floor, stop and stare. I drink a cup of coffee, start to pulling out my hair. I drink 40 cups of coffee, 40 cups of coffee, 40 cups of coffee waiting for you to come home. 40 to 12 and you're still not in. The way you run around is a doggone sin.